Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Today is Veterans Day, and I want to personally say thank you to each and every person who has served our country and is currently serving our country. Thank you for the sacrifices you have and are making to protect our freedoms. For those who are history challenged, here are some history behind today's observance. Today used to be known as Armistice Day. It was the anniversary of the signing of the Armistice, which ended the World War I hostilities between the Allied nations and Germany back in 1918, on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, an armistice between Germany and the Allied nations came into effect. On November 11th, 1919, Armistice Day was commemorized for the first time. In 1926, the United States Congress officially recognized the end of World War I and declared that the anniversary of the Armistice should be commemorated with prayer and thanksgiving. A few years later, World War II required the largest mobilization of servicemen in the history of the United States, and American forces also fought in Korea. So in 1954, the Veterans Service Organizations urged Congress to change the wording from Armistice Day to Veterans Day, and Congress approved this change on June 1, 1954. So November 11th became a day to honor all American veterans, wherever and whenever they had served. And of course, since then, there have been several wars and conflicts since the Korean War, and we honor those veterans today. Something else you may not be aware of, today is also the 31st anniversary of the Vietnam Women's Memorial. It recognizes and honors the women who served and led the way for the expansion of roles for women in the military. So to all veterans, we thank you for your service. It's because of you, one of the freedoms we enjoy today is the freedom of religion and the freedom to broadcast the gospel over Christian radio stations like ours. It's a freedom that needs your support and one we should not take for granted. Your contributions and prayers make it possible. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. That's P.O. Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. Or you can make a gift online at our website, wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.